Back to the Morning X.
Star Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you. Norm MacDonald passed away yesterday. He was 61. That's what I'm. I'm going to call him maybe the most underrated comic of all time. Norm MacDonald, a freaking genius. I love the dude, and apparently has been battling cancer for 9 years, but kept the diagnosis secret. Longtime producing partner said, quote, Norm was most proud of his comedy. He never wanted the diagnosis to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him, end quote. Emily, I am scared to even ask, who is Norm MacDonald to you? Do you know who Norm MacDonald is?
Yeah, I mean, he's a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've seen...
That's it? The end?
What has he done?
I mean, that's...
He was like in Billy Madison, right?
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen him like as like he's little characters. He's been in little characters throughout
he's
like
he's from the
like
Sandler Farley era of Saturday Night Live. So yeah, he's probably done little bit pieces in a bunch of Adam Sandler things.
Mm-hmm.
Norm MacDonald, so I love Saturday Night Live.
Where is he on Weekend Update Anchors?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. He's number one. It's not even a contest. For me, I love Saturday Night Live. Weekend Update is my favorite thing about Saturday Night Live. And Norm MacDonald is, in my opinion, the best who's ever done it.
Yeah.
There's going to be people out there who like Dennis Miller. If you say Jimmy Fallon, Tina Fey to me, get out. We're not talking, okay? Seth Meyers, straight man role. I like the way that he did it.
Yeah, so
Colin Jost, you guys are coming along fine. Chevy Chase,
That's kind of an accurate ranking.
I can't tell you how many times I've watched the Norm MacDonald Best of Weekend Update video on YouTube. Like, it's dozens. I've just watched him tell the same jokes over and over again. And he's sort of like a, I don't even know how to describe it. He might be like a parody of a stand-up comic. And I've heard him talk about this before. Like, he always wants to zag, okay? Like,
yes.
He doesn't want to do the punchline that you think is coming. And he specifically said, if the audience is laughing a lot, I feel like I'm doing a bad job. And I always just thought that was brilliant. Like, I love that he is constantly like, trying to, you think the joke is going over here, and then it's something different. He was fired from Saturday Night Live for doing OJ jokes. Like, he just had this obsession with OJ jokes, which, I mean, it was the early 90s. That was a good time to do OJ jokes, but I guess one of the bosses at NBC was like personal friends with OJ, and he asked him not to do OJ jokes, and so Norm just did even more of them.
He does seem like if you ask him to do something, he's going to do the exact opposite.
Yeah.
So he got fired from Saturday Night Live for doing OJ jokes. We don't have that, but this is him hosting the ESPYs.
Charles Woodson, how about that? I want a season he had. Great, man. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case... all bets are off. Just a word of advice.
Emily, that's because O.J. Simpson won the Heisman Trophy. But then they took it away because
did he do it? Oh,
I think so. Yeah.
That's not where you're going with this.
He might still be looking for the real killer out there, but yeah, he did that. He's in one of the most Norm MacDonald iconic SNL sketches. He's Burt Reynolds in the Jeopardy sketch.
Back again, Burt Reynolds in a commanding lead with $14.
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Great.
I like that sketch. That is a good one.
I'm sure everybody was kind of falling down hopefully Norm MacDonald wormhole yesterday on YouTube. I recommend he's a guest on Conan on the early late night show.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember the girl's name. He's
Courtney Thorne-Smith.
Conan's interviewing the girl from Melrose Place. She's got a terrible movie with Carrot Top coming out, and Norm MacDonald's the previous guest, and he just keeps interjecting. It's hilarious. And that's just what he does.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that he did. He loved David Letterman, and he was on the last ever Letterman show, and he cries on that. And so anytime I want to get a good cry on, I
watch
fire that up. I had that on. Last night, I'm just going through all all of my favorite things. And the Bob Saget roast is not on YouTube, or I don't even think ComedyCentral.com.
Yeah.
Which, what are you doing, Comedy Central? Get that stuff out there. But I'm watching this, and Bumbleito comes prancing through the living room. And I'm like, hey, you want to learn about comedy? Come over here.
Oh, jeez.
I say, you want to learn about comedy? He goes, no.
And I'm like, good answer.
And I put on this Bob Saget roast where he's doing he's doing Norm Macdonald things. It's so perfect. And clearly Bumbleito doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. And he looks over at me and he's like, Jason, why are you crying? And I explained to him. I told him that this guy, passed away today. I wasn't crying because he passed away. And this is a legit thing. You guys are going to think it's lame. Or maybe am I going to touch you here? I am moved to tears when I see somebody who's so great at their craft. I'm not kidding. Listen, if I can't listen to The Middle by Jimmy Eat World with AirPods in because I hear it too close. I hear the greatness touching me too close. Okay. And yeah, watching Norm Macdonald on that Bob, I'm like, you cannot do this any better than this man is doing it right now. Mm-hmm. And I get a little teary.
See, Bubbleito, when Jason started to cry when he got that water bill, it was just because that was the perfect prank.
He just
appreciated the perfection of what you had done to him.
That was true pain. Okay? That was true pain.
Did Bubbleito even know who Bob Saget was?
No, I'm sure not.
Yeah, that's
he doesn't know who
it.
Any human beings are. Only cartoons.
He didn't know what Comedy Central was. He's not familiar with the practice of roasting.
Yeah. Norm Macdonald has been on this show, I think, 2 times. It's funny because he's been involved in some of my greater snafus, one of which we had Jonah Hill on the air.
Yes.
And I accidentally said something racist. Do you remember this story, Nick?
No, and neither should you.
I accidentally said a little racist thing. It wasn't a big deal, but
about a certain insurance company?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I accidentally said a little racist thing and to Jonah Hill, and we had just come off the heels of a suspension, so I was extra.
Jesus.
Was extra.
You're supposed to wait to get fired for the soccer story.
I know.
What are you doing?
I was extra worried about that. But we weren't even supposed to talk to Norm Macdonald. He was across the hall, and he just wandered in because he's like, hey, you're Jonah Hill. Yeah. I'm a big fan of yours. And he comes in and sits down, and he's like, what are y'all talking about? And Jonah Hill's like, oh, just how racist Jason is. And then Norm would, like, not stop referencing my racism. And I was like, hey, for real, please stop. I almost just got fired, like, 2 weeks ago, and I'm back. But you guys might push me over the edge here.
That is classic Norm Macdonald.
Augie Garrido permanently doesn't like me. I mean, he's dead now as well. Augie Garrido and Norm Macdonald, I just picture you guys up there together. Augie Garrido doesn't like me because of Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
See if I can explain this. He had a very short-lived show called, I think it was just called Sports Show with Norm Macdonald. It was supposed to be like The Daily Show, mm-hmm. but sports. And it's hilarious. He does... he does a bit where Manny Pacquiao, I think he's about to fight Sugar Shane Mosley, and he bets $25,000 of his own money, Norm Macdonald does, on Manny Pacquiao, and then he goes to check in on him in his training, and Manny Pacquiao's just drinking a 24-ounce Tecate and eating cookies. And he's like, Manny, what are you doing? You gotta fight this guy. And he pulls out the magazine, and he's like, you see this guy? He's very black. and it's just... It's just brilliant. But Augie Garrido, once upon a time, there's a documentary Rick Linklater did about him. But he's the baseball coach at UT, if you don't know Augie Garrido.
Anyway. Okay.
And he's yelling at the team in the locker room afterwards. He's very, very upset. And Norm Macdonald took this old footage and then edited himself into the locker room.
Yes.
Just like interjecting with the coach as he's yelling. And I saw it. It literally aired on Comedy Central the night before we were going to interview Augie Garrido because he had a book coming out. I was like, this is great. I'm going to play this for Coach tomorrow. And we're going to have a good laugh about that time he got so PO'd. Augie Garrido did not think it was funny. He did not think it was funny. But in fact, it was hilarious.
I don't give a shit. When I tell you to take, you take. Don't tell me you don't see it. You look.
How long are you going to be angry about this?
I got to live with this mother embarrassing game the rest of my life.
Hey, You broke the swear jar.
So yeah, Aga Garino didn't like me, and it's Norm MacDonald's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone.
Aww.
Rest in peace, my dude. He gave us one of the best IDs that we ever had, and I'm going to play it for you now. Please disregard the fact that one of these people isn't here anymore.
Oh, hey, this is Norm MacDonald. You're listening to Jason and Deb on what?
101X.
Oh, yeah, 101X. It's on the wall. hey, this is Norm MacDonald. You're listening to Jason and Deb on 101X FM.
Genius.
Aw, that was Norm so McDonald. Sweet.
Yeah. And now a sad song by Collective Soul. El Flamingo SA tweets at the Morning X, says, not going to lie, one of the first things that crossed my mind after hearing about Norm MacDonald was the ID he did for you guys. Hashtag RIP. It's a good one. It's a good one. Zach from New Braunfels says, I remember on Family Guy, Norm MacDonald was the voice of death and then got replaced by Adam Carolla. Does that make Carolla the poor man's Norm MacDonald? But like way poor, like Hill Country Fair Cola to Coca-Cola. I guess it's weird. Yeah, that is on Family Guy, Norm MacDonald was the voice of death. Now when he meets death, is it his own voice?
Yes.
I don't know. But Bumbleina, just to show you comedy instincts household that I'm living with, last night she's just like, I wonder how Dr. Drew's doing, and I like look over and I'm like, what, and she goes, wait, that's Adam Carolla. I'm like, okay, all right,
he lives in all of our memories.
Okay. And Punk Rock Physicist says, Jason, you ruined it by comparing Norm MacDonald's comedic brilliance to Jimmy at World's the Middle. It's a great song, but Bleed American, Hear You Me are better and on the same album. Just the solo. It's only the solo part, all right, where I'm like, holy F, I can't believe that somebody has strung together 18 seconds of guitar notes in such a fashion that I can't hold it together when I hear it.
Also, way to gatekeep Jason's grief.
Yeah, he's showing emotion, guys.
We have Etchy Expo tickets to give away. 3-day passes, Radisson, Austin, September 24th, 5th, and 6th. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. What are we playing?
We are playing TP, the box office.
Tongue Punch the Box Office is a stupid name for this game. Good luck on the phone. The Etchy Expo is at the Radisson Friday, September 24th through 26th. You want to get your RRR? Are you into that kind of anime? Pervert. I think that's promotionally allowed, right? That's what they're calling it?
Mm-hmm.
More on how you can be a VIP at 101X.com. But we have your chance of tickets right now with another edition of TP the Box Office. This is the game where today Emily is going to tell Nick and I a movie. Is that this game?
Yes.
And then Nick and I are going to try and guess how much money did that movie make at the domestic box office, not adjusted for inflation. Sometimes you got to convert the olden times dollars in your brain. We each play on behalf of a listener. Stacy called first, chose Team Jason. You have chosen wisely. Jim, Nick is playing for you. So if Nick wins, Jim, you're going to go to Etchy
Expo. Love Jim.
Stacy, I'm playing for you. Why?
No reason.
What do you mean, why?
Oh, just because gyms are great. Okay.
You like gyms?
You say so.
Hi.
Jim's Diner?
Yeah.
Jimmy Dean? I eat those every morning.
Jimmy World?
Sponsor me.
Sponsor me?
Please. I like their breakfast.
All right. Okay. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Emily?
Okay. Our first movie in the box office is Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery in 1997.
That's a good one.
Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, 1997.
Can I ask the rating, please?
No. Okay. No. No. We don't do that.
No.
97.
97.
Austin Powers.
A year before I was born. Ish. Ish.
I was
movie, baby. Sorry.
I apologize for stepping on that. Please do it again.
Groovy, baby.
Mon?
No.
Guys, that's Emily. We don't have Mike Myers in studio doing...
Sorry, guys. That's me.
Yeah.
Groovy, baby.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm in as well.
I'm
sorry.
Doing that.
I have not seen any of the Austin Powers things.
Really?
I'm aware of their existence. I get it, but I've never
Best sat, urination sat through scene all in of film. Them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Where does that rank in the Jason has it seen it hierarchy? Matrix? Lord of the Rings?
Mike Myers is not a popular guy anymore.
Well, he just stopped working. Did he do something bad?
Nah, he's kind of got some. He's been canceled, but just he's
woke,
a jerk.
Woke Nick coming at me here?
A little bit.
But it had to have been a smash, right? Because they went on and made like a bunch of other ones. I got $169 million, 1997 bucks.
I'm going to say first one was a sneaky smash, not as successful as the follow-ups. So I said $112
million. $112 and
$97 is... That's pretty good, but it's not like...
A smashy.
It's not $196.
It's a comedy. Smashy comedy.
So you said $112 million. Actually, surprisingly, it made... $54 million in the box office.
I was right, even though I was wrong.
What is that?
That's a sneaky smash.
What do you Okay. What's number two, Emma?
Okay. Number two is actually a pretty brand new movie, and I bet you both saw it. In 2021, the release of Paw Patrol, the movie. This came out like
so bad at these
a month
games.
Ago or two. Yeah. What do you mean I'm so bad so at these bad. Games?
I mean,
Paw Patrol. Patrol. Did you not see it? Everyone saw Paw Patrol, the movie, 2021.
No, I don't, because that police dog, I have issues with him.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Defund that police dog on Paw Patrol. That's what I say.
Come on, that's something. You could bring Bumbleito. He might like Paw Patrol.
He's... Okay, I don't know what Paw Patrol is. He's a 13-year-old kid, okay?
Yeah, it's a little...
He should not be wanting to... If he Now he's going to want to... Jason, can we go see Paw Patrol? No. No.
It's Paw Patrol the movie, by the way.
Bubbleito, just ask him, can I go see Paw Patrol on ice? I'm in.
That'd be fun.
I'm locked in.
You're in? You're in to see Paw Patrol?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
I'm in with my answer.
Okay.
All right. What Nick said is correct, Emily. I don't know. I didn't know this was a thing. I don't know anything about it. People are still not going to the movies, at least to the degree that they were, right? But maybe people, like, get the kids out. I'll take a nap in the theater. $39 million is what I have for Paw Patrol.
$39 million. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if how this works. If it was just in theaters, if it was streaming, do they factor that into TP, the box office mojo? I don't know. I said $24
million. You said $24 million.
I like your answer better.
Okay.
The lowest answer we could have said,
me down even further. Is it in the hundred thousands? Is it even
if I didn't think that it would break Emily's
I didn't even really
brain,
stop
I
to
would
think
guess it's, half a million.
It's surely on, you know, Paw Patrol Plus or
Nickelodeon
something, right?
Plus.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think it was on any streaming services, but it did make $35 million.
Oh, I'm gonna dig this up. Good. Good job, me.
So
can't make up for the first, but score update us. Go into the second one.
Okay.
To the final one.
So Nick is currently number one with only off by $82 million.
Okay.
And then Jason, you're off by $154.997 million.
Why?
How was that?
Or because you said 69.9.
I never said anything.
Right.
Point anything.
You're off. You're off. Yes, you did. But okay, you're off by
154.
I will pull the tape.
You were off by 154.
154.
Million.
Nick
I'll
is 82.
And 82.
Okay, so what is that? 72. That I gotta.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The last one.
The last one. This is one of my favorites, actually.
Don't screw
1991.
Me here.
My Girl.
Ooh.
I also enjoy My Girl too. Controversial take. It is kind of weird. If you haven't seen have you seen My Girl too?
Yes.
My Girl too. She gets with like her cousin, kind of, basically. It's her stepbrother.
That's not her cousin at all.
Okay, but that's
it's
still
her stepbrother.
Weird.
Yeah, it's slightly weird.
Yeah, she like kisses her stepbrother at the end. They have some romantic relationship.
First of all, it was the early 1990s, okay?
That's weird.
Anybody except for your full-on live-in-your-house family, that was fair game, all right?
I guess when you have trauma of watching your best friend die from bees, you could date your brother, right? Is that a free pass to date your brother?
That little son of a bitch deserved it for what he did to
he
Joe
didn't.
Pesci. Okay.
No, he didn't. I cry every... His glasses! He doesn't have his glasses.
Okay.
I'm in.
My Girl, 91.
91.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Is that Jamie Lee Curtis in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It can't be this high. Should I go higher? I got to make up for $72 million, and I'm going to lose two games this week because Emily sucks at assembling. I'm $188 million.
Ooh, I got. There's no way it had a huge
come
box
on,
office.
Crank 40, it up. 48 crank it up, baby.
Million
crank
it 48.
Up through the roof.
48 come on. Million. Okay.
What's that little girl's name?
Anna Chomsky.
Anna Chomsky. Do it for Anna Chomsky. Okay, she'd future be Chomsky. The future star of Veep.
All right. Well,
you can do it. Give me 150.
She did it for $60 million.
No, you see, what I'm saying, Emily, here is that I can't win the game when you have a 60. I should just play better early. When the final movie is $60 million and I'm down by $72 million, I can't win the game anymore, okay? There's no more.
You could. Nick could have shot for super high. If it was flipped, you would have won.
Or I could have just figured out that she's doing low revenue movies play the game.
I didn't intentionally do that.
Well, that's even worse. You should have some intention when you... Jim, congratulations, my guy. You're going to go to the Etchy Expo. Stacy, we have a prize for you. What up, what next? It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Nick, Emily, for real. Last chance, guys. Last chance to find me some sports news, or else I'm going to do this women's soccer story, and I might get fired. All right?
Please help us. Come on, I don't want to hear this again.
Come on. Hear what again?
This
you don't even know what it is.
Cake.
What are you talking about? What hear it? You know what? Now you're going to get it. Now you're going to get it.
The Morning X. 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.